This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know how the past 8 years or so, and before that too, actually, every now and then I have started on a Friday with, boy, this was an interesting week in the American economy, wasn't it? Somehow I think I might be saying that a little bit more, don't know. Either way, it's been an interesting 5 days. Lynette Lopez is here to help wrap it up. She's with Business Insider. John Carney is at the Wall Street Journal. They are both in our studios in New York. Hey, everybody.
What's up, Kai?
Hi, Kai.
Same old, Lynette. All right, so, John, let's start with you. Take me back to Monday, the Boeing thing, the carrier union rep president guy, and the whole Trump tweetage about that. How do you anticipate American economic policy is going to be made once he's inaugurated?
It is very, very unclear. I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like a U.S. a guy who's not even U.S.
president yet,
naming individual companies
and individual people,
right? We all know who Chuck Jones is now.
Chuck Jones
for Prez.
You know, there is a precedent for Chuck Jones, I have to say. Remember the Henry Louis Gates Cambridge police officer controversy? Barack Obama called out the Cambridge police on that. So there is precedent for the president getting involved. But I will have to say that didn't go over very well for Barack Obama. Right. He ended up apologizing for it. I think calling out Boeing is one thing. Calling out individual private citizens is another. Barack Obama came to regret that. I think Donald Trump will figure out that that's also not a
Do you buy that Mr. Trump is going to sort of temper his tweetage?
He's not going to temper it, but he might find that it's not – I don't think it's in his nature to have the ability to do that. What I have been seeing recently on Wall Street are people who – or research that's indicating that populism is not necessarily great for the economy. For example, Standard & Poor's recently put out a report that said, hey, maybe emerging markets are going to look just as good as developed markets if we have this populism thing and we don't have free markets anymore, because that's essentially what that means.
Right.
And Boeing is a perfect example of this. You know, Trump going after an individual company for its price setting instead of allowing the market to do that, you know, that creates uncertainty, the same kind of uncertainty that we see in more lefty lefty populist nations like Argentina, like Brazil. Yeah. And investors aren't as interested in those countries as they have been in developed markets. That could change us a lot.
John, can we talk for a second about stimulus in this economy? The European Central Bank came out this week and said it's going to keep on going with its economic stimulus program. President-elect Trump has promised a big infrastructure spending plan. We talked a little bit on the program today, this week, about what happens when you stimulate an already stimulated economy. Do we need a big infrastructure plan, do you think?
You know, I do think we do. While our economy, unemployment is very low, we still have a pretty high level of non-participation in the labor market. And if you look at the wages of most classes of Americans, they've been really stagnant, not just for the last couple years, but for the last 20 years. This century has seen actual real wages decline for almost every group of people who aren't in the top 5 or 1%. We need to do something different. We've tried monetary policy. Mm-hmm. We tried going to war in the Middle East. maybe actually doing fiscal policy will make a difference.
Yeah, I think investing in the American people is the thing that has been missing. I mean, the last time we did a hardcore investment in people and education and jobs was after World War II, the GI Bill, and everything that came from that, which created the American middle class. Well, ever since then, we've kind of been like, oh, let's cut some taxes.
Well, people are really excited. I get that they're excited, and I appreciate that because it's the past, you know, since the crisis, it's been rough for many, many millions of people in this country. Let me just ask you both, though, this idea of all this money coming in and the problem of inflation and, oh, my goodness, what do we do about that? And it seems almost quaint to mention it now, but the Fed raising rates. They meet next week.
Well, the question is, how do we invest this money? And I think I said this last time we were here. This has to be invested really wisely. We can't build things that don't matter, that aren't productive. We can't build things that are going to just cost the American people more money, like more toll roads. This actually has to be done by people who know what they're doing. And unfortunately, it seems like Donald Trump has a penchant for elevating people who are simply loyal to him, but have literally no idea what they're doing in their job. jobs. For example, Ben Carson, HUD secretary. Let's make him secretary of that. He's a brain surgeon. He'll figure it out.
Let's get to the economy, actually. And John, you get the last 25 seconds of this segment. And the idea that with Gary Cohn now from Goldman Sachs running the National Economic Council, it was reported today, and a bunch of very rich people in his cabinet. This is not something we are used to in this economy.
No, it's not. Although I will have to say we voted for a billionaire populist. So maybe this isn't a contradiction, but a continuation of what people voted for. As for the issues of things like inflation, we've had such low inflation for so long that even if we had a few years of pretty high inflation numbers, all that would do is bring us back to where we should be in terms of price levels. So I don't think that's a real concern. I don't think it's a concern for the Fed. I think they may raise rates a little. But there's very few signs of the economy overheating in any sense. So I'm not worried.
John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider. Thanks, you two.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Guy.